Because of Joseph, you're a visual doctor here once again. Let's talk about file systems. What are file systems all about? As Rita said, no, it's not how you take the blunt point off a nail with a hand tool.
I'm on fire today.
You guys are so disorganized. It's contagious, I think. Okay, we recently had a question from a listener. We're getting all these emails lately, just like David said, about a peculiar thing with Windows 95, and I can't quite see what the problem is all about, but I thought I would make it a point, maybe for tonight's topic of discussion.
Do it.
Yeah, let's do it. What are file systems all about? Now, file systems are really all about the way different computer systems format.
Oh, Duncan, you have to apologise to Melbourne for that. You don't burp on air.
What are you talking about?
I heard it.
Talking about file systems,
and then you...
Hey, nice. You got a smart mouth here.
It was Rita.
Oh, okay.
Concentrate. Young man.
Come on, school's out. It's file systems.
File systems are all about how computers of different brands basically store information on disks, how the disks themselves are formatted, and then how the data is put into the sectors and whatever. Mm. Now, what it really does is it basically keeps track of the data sectors which make up individual files. That's really what it's all about. Now, one of the earliest of those was, of course, CPM, and then DOS is similar to CPM in many ways, and all the stuff evolves, and there's all kinds of different proprietary file systems, like the ones that Mac uses and the ones that Unix uses and Linux and Windows NT and all that kind of stuff. Now, big differences between them. And why are there so many, and why do they change so regularly? Well, they basically evolved. Like DOS 3 could only address up to 33 megabyte hard disk, and then DOS 5 can go up to 2 gigabytes using the file FAT16, file access table 16-bit. And now, of course, you've got FAT32, which goes beyond 2 gigabytes, so it's an evolutionary type of thing. Now, every manufacturer thinks that they can do better, and they don't really want to get caught up in all the copyright lawsuits when it comes to creating a file system, for example, Apple and IBM and Microsoft and all that kind of thing.
Mm. Is the file system just like Explorer? Mm. Just like the file manager type thing?
Mm. No, that's just an application that basically looks at your file system and presents it in a more...
So the file systems are still the directories and stuff like
that's
that?
That's right. It's all the directory stuff, and... How they actually put together the sort of software mechanism internally behind it, how it's structured actually.
I think Unix file systems are really good.
Well, maybe they are and maybe they aren't. For Unix they're probably good, but for DOS they're probably not. but that's a good point. Unix is one a particular file system which allows you long file names, and the file system is structured
and
to accommodate
long
file names.
And you can block people out of special directories.
Exactly, that's quite right. And Novell is another one. Now, Novell, for example, is a DOS lookalike. In, you know, you can do DIR and copy and all that kind of stuff, but no, it's definitely not DOS. If you boot a Novell server from a DOS floppy, you cannot do, for example, a DIR on the hard disk on your Novell server and read the files. And why? Because... Novell obviously has a lot of network-oriented features, things like password protection, privileges, all those kinds of stuff. So even though it's got sort of the look and feel of DOS, it's actually very, very different to DOS. And the way the files are actually structured and how much information is contained on the disk drive about the files is actually very, very different to DOS. And that's why there's a difference in the file system, even though they appear to look fairly similar. So a lot of manufacturers have different file systems, and some are better than others, and there's lots of different ones that you can get. Microsoft, for example, are using HPFS, I believe, High Performance File System for Windows NT, which is a lot more flexible than DOS and a lot more secure. You can also have file systems that use transaction tracking so that if you get corruption, they can backtrack it and try to fix themselves up. Now, this brings me really to, of course, if you boot your machine, if you try to read files from a disk, for example, if you boot your machine with DOS and then stick in like a Macintosh floppy, for example, you cannot read it because the file system is totally different. There are software packages which can bridge this problem, like PC Alien used to be available a few years ago. I don't know if it's still popular. And you actually used to be able to read, for example, Apple II disks on an IBM computer and things like that.
Mm.
Now, so you can bridge them, but apart from that, they're totally sort of individual, really. And this brings me to the topic of this little email.
Excellent, from Darren
says,
James.
Is that what it is?
Darren James or Bill Jones?
Is it? Here's this email here, root@fish.mychronicle. What's that?
Fuck my design.
What's that, Edward Joseph?
You don't know anything about Unix, do you? Do you know anything about DOS?
Email this is that.
And what, do you know what a root is?
Do you know what a root directory is?
For a single guy, I wouldn't know what you're talking about.
It's something you nibble on, which is very healthy.
It's okay. A carrot.
That's right.
No, it's not. It's the root directory.
Oh, is it?
Administrator, yep. Actually, okay, here it is. In 95, this person basically asked, when I checked the
toilet humour.
When I checked the foreguy. Now, let's give a technical. Now, come on, children. Come on. But basically, the foreguy, when he checks his performance tab in Windows 95, it tells him that the drive, C:, is using MS-DOS mode file system. And the question is, well, do you know what this is? And he's tried everything.
What does it mean, though?
Well, he's tried everything. You could eat carrots.
Good
for your eyes. And calcium tablets. Have you tried that? Mm-hmm. No, basically.
Getting out more, maybe.
Yeah, that's true. And playlists with a computer.
Get a hobby out of the computer.
To grow a handgun.
So I don't know really.
Only joking, honey.
Darren, I don't know really whether you've got a problem because I've checked my own little old Win95 machine and I've never really been inclined to investigate this particular issue, but. The performance tab on mine says that the file system is 32-bit and disk compression is not installed and a whole lot of other things. And yours says MS-DOS. Now, the file system button on mine says hard disk read ahead optimization, typical role of machine, CD-ROM, cache optimized, etc., etc. And then there's an area for troubleshooting. And if you're having trouble, I hope you've looked at the troubleshooting area because there's lots and lots of options there. And I recommend you look there. And what you want to make sure is that you disable all 32-bit protected mode drivers. And that, sorry, that it disable all 32-bit protected mode drivers is not ticked because what
you
find
those drivers basically.
Well, what it'll do is, I think what it actually does is it puts it in MS-DOS compatibility mode. Then, and I think maybe that's what you're talking about.
Mm.
So the other thing is, did you actually format your disk drive with DOS? Because if you formatted it with DOS, then of course it's got an MS-DOS file system on there. And as far actually as I know, Win95 still uses the MS-DOS file system, except for the later Win95, which is updated with Software Release 2, so it's sort of Win97.
And then start trying to move your files from Windows 95 to a Unix file server.
That could be fun.
No,
you'll do that.
Do it when you make websites.
Yeah, exactly.
It's pretty. Like, you have to do different things to your file names and stuff.
Anyway, so basically, I can't see that there's a major problem, the fact that it comes up MS-DOS. The other thing that I was thinking was that you can highlight the notes on the problems, which is also under that performance tab, and that help will pop up.
Do you know what I reckon you should do, Bobbo? I reckon you should make a homepage and send us the URL.
Make a homepage?
Well, if he's a Nexus One subscriber, he can have a free homepage.
I don't know what that has to do with file servers, but
or anything at all.
Well, I'm just saying that that could be something he could do.
So, in my opinion, actually, this MS-DOS thing is not an issue, and I don't think it's really anything to worry about, but do try and turn off these 32-bit protected mode drivers. Do make sure that box is not ticked, reboot your machine, and try again. Apart from that, also, if you jump to the DOS prompt under Win95 and you do a VER, just check whether the version number is 950 or something later, because it's possible that the later Win95 releases actually maybe do indicate something different to MS-DOS, and that's about all I can tell you.
And then jump down, turn around, pick a bale of cotton.
It's a bit like that, actually.
It is indeed. But next week we'll have a guest